Good morning, Director Kanabe.
What?
Your microphone is on.
It's on.
Hello.
It's a little bit past 9:30. I did want to start this meeting. We do not have a quorum yet, but we do have a large number of individuals who wish to make a public comment on an item not on the agenda. We are going to convene then as a committee of the whole. We have the CEO. We have a total of four directors here. So you have representatives from the local cities, the county supervisor as well. And as the other directors come in, we will see how quickly we can get to a quorum.
How can you start the meeting without a quorum, Chair?
Very easy.
You are here to speak to all of the directors, and they're not here.
Thank you, ma'am. If you'd like to pass on your comments, you're entitled to do so.
No, I want to speak when the entire board is here. I want to speak when there's a quorum here.
Ma'am, you're out of order. Please let me run the meeting.
This board is out of order.
Dr. Clyde Williams, followed by Malcolm Klugman.
Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno, also member of the LA 32 Neighborhood Council, Sierra Club Water Committee, Sierra Club Transportation Committee. We're going to start conducting corridor studies for Northeast LA. Why? Because the commuters don't seem to be satisfied. We get a lot of commuters coming from the West San Gabriel Valley into downtown LA. So we're going to start a corridor study for Northeast LA, that is including San Fernando Road, Eagle Rock, Figueroa,
okay,
Broadway, Huntington Drive, Valley, Main, and Mission. Because right now you need a lot of supplemental projects for next year's budget to do commuters. Why commuters? Because the current proposed SR 710 North Extension doesn't answer the commuter question. Thank you.
Also, thank you.
I have
Malcolm Klugman.
Last week at the committee meeting, you talked about delays on the rapid lines, why there are delays. The delays are not because of the traffic. The delays are because instead of buying day passes, people stick dollar bills into those, and 50 people congregate at a bus stop like when the Orange Line meets the 761 Rapid Line. And that's what causes the problem. You need to make day passes more available. And my idea is take them to libraries. Take the schedules and the bus passes. Give the libraries money for selling bus passes and get people to go to libraries, which you would like people to do. So I think that would be a good idea, and I'd like you to investigate that.
Thank you. Esperanza Martinez. Followed by Reggie Streeter.
Good morning. My name is Esperanza Martinez, and I am the lead organizer with the Bus Riders Union, and I've been one of the main fasters in the BRU's Fast for Justice. I just want to call out the unethical, immoral nature of this board. You have people fasting right across the street from you, and nobody was even able to show face there. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid to see what you're going to push people to have to do? Is that what you're afraid of? You have people here coming in the dozens to be heard. Month after month, this board meeting begins. Where is the mayor? Where's Wisad? Where's Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas? Where's Supervisor Gloria Molina? These are the people that elected them into office. You deny the public the most basic right, which is a public hearing on this fare increase, this corrupt fare increase that you don't have to do. You approve $25 million to study the subway to the sea. You can't find $25 million to stop this fare increase. We're not going to sit here and be silent anymore. CEO, clearly a judicious demeanor gets nowhere with this board.
Reggie Streeter here. Reggie Streeter here. Ronald Collins.
Good morning, board members.
Chair Najarian, there is no Korean translation. We requested it.
Okay. Let me inquire. She's in the back. We'll take a moment.
And to the MTA board, the BRU will have people standing behind our fasters to support them
since they have
been fasting for the past 7 days.
You have to wait, and there's not a Korean interpreter. So as you pointed out, it's inappropriate to continue with comments.
Great, great.
It is being done. Okay. Reggie Streeter.
Good morning, board members. My name is Reggie Streeter. I'm a member of the Bus Riders Unit and one of the fasters that was out there also. I fasted with my organization for 5 days. Okay, 5 days. This was water, no food. I see the fact that Mark Brother Thomas is not here, but yet we took a bag of groceries to him to show him that without food, we had to make a choice between food and paying up having a bus fare hike. We demand a public hearing. And as you know, none of you guys are looking up and watching me. Only guys you go is looking down. I'm up here. I have no one's eyes looking at me. No one has no kind of concern what it's like to be out there fasting. Everyone on this board has a place to go. You guys do sleep well. Some of the folks out there don't. You guys go home and eat. Some of them don't go home and eat. All they can do is drink water. What kind of consideration did any of you on the board have to say, you know what, let me go see what's going on there. Let me go out there and fast with them so that I can see what it's like. None of you guys have any kind of consideration for no one but yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Ronald Collins. Ronald Collins, followed by Rosa Miranda.
Good morning. For the past 7 days, I've been fasting and sleeping in a tent in an attempt to exemplify the conditions that this board is setting for working class communities of colors. You are literally forcing people to choose between buying a bus pass and having a meal throughout the day. This is no exaggeration. Our people are facing rising rent costs, rising tuition costs, and budget cuts throughout the state. There's no way that the community of bus riders can afford this increase, and yet the only hardship MTA is facing is a $1 billion budget increase. Where's your compassion for the bus riders? Where's your political will to ensure that those who are marginally poor and of color do not have to suffer the indignity of going hungry throughout the day? I suppose it's in the same place as your budget deficit. Nowhere to be seen. I demand that there be a public hearing on this racist and morally corrupt fare increase so that those who are directly affected can be heard.
Rosa Miranda, followed by Channing Martinez.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Rosa Miranda y soy miembro del sindicato de pasajeros.
Good morning. I am Rosa Miranda and I'm a member of the Bus Riders Union.
Soy una de las ayunistas por la justicia.
I am one of the fasters for justice.
Y estoy este día pidiendo que no respeten ustedes en esta mesa.
And I'm asking you today to respect us.
Se han burlado. Nos han ignorado.
You have laughed at us. You have ignored us.
Y ahora con esta alza y recortes de servicio están atacándonos.
And now with this fare increase and these service cuts, you're attacking us.
A los más pobres y exigimos ya basta. Ya no más ataques.
You're attacking the most poorest and we're asking you to just stop with these attacks.
No más. La gente pobre se está muriendo de hambre y ustedes no tienen conciencia.
No more. Our people are dying of hunger. People are on the street and you have no conscience.
Yo tengo 8 días sin comer.
I have 8 days without eating.
Me he dado cuenta de tanto sufrimiento.
And I've seen the suffering of people on the streets.
Y ustedes no se ponen la mano en el corazón para poder hacer algo en esta mesa.
You don't even put your hand in your heart to decide that you want to do something of conscience.
Es bien cómodo comer en un restaurante, dejar $20 de propina, mientras nosotros estos $20 podemos comer 2 días.
It must be nice for somebody to be able to leave a $20 tip and have a nice dinner when our people cannot even find a way to find some food on the table.
Señor Najarian, no se burle, porque eso es la realidad.
Mr. Najarian, don't laugh at us. Why are you laughing? Is it funny?
Necesitamos respeto.
We need respect, and you deserve the respect.
Usted como presidente debe de poner la muestra.
You as the chair, you should show some decorum to respect that the people here in this crowd.
Y no dar inicio a una reunión si no hay foro.
And not even start a farce meeting that you have right now.
Audiencia ahora.
Hearing right now.
My name is Channing Martinez. I am here as a member of the BRU and the working class student to demand a public hearing and a vote on the fare increase today. In 2007, 1,500 people came here to say no to a racist fare hike. And you, the people elected to represent us, completely ignored us. We'd like to also denounce that sham of a meeting you threw on May 8th to tell us that the fare hike was actually happening. As if we didn't already know that. Mr. Mark Willie Thomas, as he's not here, of course, promised the Crenshaw High School Eco Club students that he would improve their community. And instead, he voted to raise their parents' fares, causing some to have to choose between bus fares and food to eat when their students get home from school. The fact is, we've been overlooked by this board numerous of times, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. We demand a public hearing and a vote on the fare increase today.
Today!
Redman? Redmond, followed by Barbara Lott Holland and Sun Young Yang.
Good morning, board members. My name is Barbara Lott Holland, co-chair of the Bus Riders Union. If you move forward with this 20% fare increase and the 388,000 service hour cuts, you will have given a horrific blow to the civil rights consent decree that you signed in 1996. We hope that this agency is not to be the, we hope that it is not, this agency will not have a legacy of the one that kicked dirt in the face of the most transit dependent people in Los Angeles, black, brown, and Latinos. We are hoping that you will not be kicking dirt in the face of Judge Hatter as well as the civil rights itself. We urge this board to provide a public hearing. No fare increase, no reduction in service hours, and to direct the MTA board to go back to the table and find another solution to this $24 million that you plan to receive with this fare increase. Public hearing now.
We'll be taking a short recess and returning.
Why? You just started. Wow.
Esa es una burla.
Public hearing now.
What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the real suffering? What are you hiding about?
I would like to call to order the MTA board meeting of May 27th, 2010. May we have the roll call, please?
Yes, please. Here.
Here.
Did somebody call me? Here.
Robinson is here. Here. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Will Director Du Bois please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Please stand.
And
join me in the pledge allegiance to our flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And we are going to go into closed session. We're going to have several closed sessions, but we're going to start with item 50 in closed session, and it's 50A 1 through 5. And only those items. So if you direct your comments to something outside of those items, I will need to stop you and remind you that that's not appropriate at this time. John Walsh, and then Arnold Sachs.
No fair hike. No fair hike.
Mr. Walsh.
I'm not at the mic yet. I can say anything when I'm walking.
Oh, you can. You're out of order.
No fair hike.
When Walsh.
No fair hike.
Mr. Walsh.
Then it's no start till I get to the mic.
Walsh.
Oh.
You are muzzling us. You will not let us speak. Yes. We chased you out. We'll chase you out again. Closed session. As far as the mayor is concerned, if he can't control a bus riders union, how can he control the city? HollywoodHighlands.org to find out what's happening. Byung Yee, give them $1 million. Arthur Henry, give them $1 million. Preston Jones, give them $1 million. These are people that were injured on the bus. And I'm telling you, taking our seats away from us on the bus. But the mayor gets $2,000 a piece seats to watch the Lakers. So he gets $4,000 worth of free seats and you raise our fare. That's what you want. HollywoodHighlands.org to find out what's going on. And if you're in favor of the fair hike, raise your hand. What are your arms broken? There's not a single one person. And of course, the person is white. HollywoodHighlands.org.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Arnold Sachs.
Good morning. Thank you. Arnold Sachs, here's some of my concerns regarding you going into closed session. I'm sure you're going to get whatever case you're going to discuss, you're going to get legal advice on. And I'm concerned because in your committee meetings a couple of weeks ago, you had a special meeting and there were some complaints about the fact that you didn't have public comment during that special committee meeting. Yet when the council, city council had a special meeting, there was no public comment. And the reason there's no public comment is because the Brown Act allows for no public comment at special meetings. Then a couple of weeks ago, you didn't know the procedures with the consent calendar, that you were allowing public comment on consent calendar, yet when the Brown Act said that if the meetings are held or if the items are held in a committee where public comment is available, then you don't need to have public comment. The point being, you're getting public representation, yet you don't have any the slightest idea what the rules and regulations of the law are. What the hell kind of contract is that?
Thank you. I don't have any other cards for closed session items A1 through 5. We're going to try and conclude these items in the closed session as quickly as possible. We're not dealing with all the items. We have picked several of the litigation matters that are most pressing. I'm hoping that we'll return to the meeting again in about 20, 25 minutes, Mr. Safer?
At most.
And then we will resume the meeting. In light of the number of cards that I have for public comment, I'm going to reserve my right to limit the total minutes that we will deal. I'm going to look through the number of cars. Thank you.
You do not even have
sir, please don't disrupt the meeting.
I'm not disrupting the
meeting. Please, you are. When I'm trying to talk.
You promised to us that you were going to come out here and listen to us, or, and now you're now backing down from that same agreement.
Month after month, we are recessed to closed session. Consent.
mean, it's not a...
Then we're going to go to item 17.
But you know what?
Es importante que hagan la aclaración que necesitamos una moción para una audiencia pública y un voto público, ¿verdad? Porque sin ganar esa moción, no se va
a... Go right to 17. So I'm going to do consent real quick, then we're going to go to 17. What do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Star 7, we need MRT. I'm sorry? Okay, and so if we don't have it, we'll just yank it.
We got. Where is everybody so we can get to 710? I know you are, but we had everybody.
They were all, yeah, they were there. We lost them. You guys are all over the news about your...
That's what you just talked about. That's the word. 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 That's the word.
The consent calendar, Madam Clerk, are there any items that need to be withdrawn because of our numbers? I have a request to speak on item 26 on the consent calendar, Arnold Sachs.
Are we supposed to have public comment right now, Chair?
Thank you. Arnold Sachs is not here. Is someone willing to move the consent calendar?
Move it. Move it.
Second.
Any objections to consent? Consent is passed. I have many elected officials here who are here on a item 17.
Public comment.
Mr. Chairman, we are dealing with agendized items here, and so...
Yes, Mr.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know...
We're the ones that are going to suffer from the in-in-out.
Thank you. Mr. Criollo, we're trying to run the meeting.
You're not running the meeting.
Everyone will have a chance.
I'm running this meeting.
Everyone.
That's right. Give us the right to have a public... We made a deal. You told us...
Mr.
Criollo. That if we were going
to... Criollo.
Try to pacify us to say that we could come up here and speak. Where's public comment?
I need to let you know... That public comment will come after item 17. I have public officials who have come from Sacramento to address this
our
issue.
Our people have missed the day of work.
But I...
It's their job to be here.
But I do need to tell you that at the moment, you're obstructing the meeting, and we're trying to get through the meeting.
We had a deal.
You're going to cross people again? One more time? While everybody else
have a seat.
Keeps their head down?
Please have a seat. We'll get to all the public comment. Everyone who wants to speak will have a chance. Item 17, please. Comment cards on 17. No, I don't have it. Mr. Failing.
Mr. Chairman, item 17 is to receive and file the final geotechnical summary report for the State Route 710 tunnel technical study and to direct the chief executive officer to utilize the transportation planning bench and or advertise and procure consultant services to prepare a robust scoping document, alternative analysis, and the appropriate environmental documents to determine the full range of new transportation options to improve mobility, safety, and congestion, address community concerns, and augment planning planning efforts and to authorize the CEO to execute a funding agreement with Caltrans and others should additional funds become available. And I see that we have a adding motion from you, Mr. Jerrion. Should I read that as well?
A little bit louder.
Is it?
Why don't you go ahead and read that, and then we'll take some comments and public speakers.
Okay. It says, end here, then there's a Nigerian amending motion that the CEO direct this LACMTA staff to work with Caltrans to begin a dialogue with the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee members to transfer funds to begin work on an expanded scope of work, and that paragraph B of item 17 be modified to read as follows, directing the chief executive officer to utilize transportation planning bench and or advertise the procure consultant services to amend the scope to follow a more robust FTA rather than FHWA process to include a full range of new route-neutral transportation options, which eventually will be included in a cost-benefit analysis, alternative analysis, and all necessary environmental studies to allow policymakers, stakeholders, and the public to make a well-informed decision about options to improve mobility, safety, and congestion, address community concerns, and augment planning efforts, and that the LACMTA staff return to the board in July 2010 to present a new scoping document based on an FTA scoping process that will produce a comprehensive State Route 710 corridor study. Rather than running through a PowerPoint, Mr. Chair, on the geotechnical study. A number of you have seen that in the past. I think the most salient point based on board member input in the past has been, is it feasible to have a portal south of Valley Boulevard? And the simple answer to that is yes. And with that, sir, we'll take questions.
Okay, are there any questions at this point? We will move to the...
No question, but the recommendation before us, the staff recommendation, then Jerry motion separate. Is that correct?
Even though I believe that to be correct is, I believe that to be correct. The staff recommend, I defer to council, of course, on parliamentarian.
The Nigerian motion is not part of the staff recommendation.
The Nigerian motion is not a part of the staff recommendation. That is correct.
And the Fasana motion is still on. Is that correct? Or has that been removed?
That is not on, I believe.
Well, to the extent that my motion contains language amending the and referring to the points in the Fasana motion, we'll have to do some wordsmithing on that at the appropriate time. But I think the gist of the...
Mr. Chairman, the Fasana motion was withdrawn. The only thing before us is a staff report. But then I think what's up there or was up there was your motion as well. So.
Okay.
To be clear, it's the staff report and the Nigerian motion that's on the table now. Is that?
Stan, that's why I want a clarification. My understanding is the staff report is before us. That's the recommendation. The chair put on his motion, and that's to be discussed separately.
Okay. Is it combined?
No, it's because it's not part of the staff recommendation. That's what I asked.
Well, the agenda printed had his motion on the...
I realize it, but that was not chair's.
Okay, so the recommendations are largely reflective of what was at one time the Fasana motion.
Well, the Fasana motion restricted the zones. The recommendations were not. So that.
So eliminating the zone, addressing the zone issue, it's largely A, B, and
it's
C.
It's purely a staff recommendation.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Let's move to Assemblyman Anthony Portantino. We're sorry to keep you in. My motion, one moment, please. My motion, to the extent that it reflects language and referring to paragraph B, is an amendment to the staff recommendation. Assemblyman, sorry about the wait.
No problem, Mr. Chair. I just would like to compliment the folks who are out here today. I think it's a great thing to see people involved in government at all levels. So. And certainly when we're considering spending billions and billions of dollars on a tunnel, I think it's appropriate to have this conversation. At this time, there is just no sufficient information available for Metro and other stakeholders to make informed decisions about the specific 710 extension. Certainly, it was highly inappropriate to make any move towards an EIR, EIS on a tunnel project based solely on the information that has been gathered so far. Although promised, the existing studies have made little to no effort to explore explore the feasibility of a financing a tunnel of this size, the cost of a tunnel through each zone studied, the number of trucks and cars that will actually utilize this option. As a policymaker, it is incomprehensible that anyone would advocate moving forward on a project of this historic magnitude without the basic answers to the above three questions. I'm here today to call on Metro to commit to the exploration of a broad range of cost-effective, efficient alternatives that will actually address the challenges, and I'm here to support the Najarian Amendment, and thank you, Mr. Chair, for allowing me to talk, and please consider the huge historic cost before going forward. Thank you.
Mayor, Tom King, followed by Assemblymember Mike Eng.
Good morning. I'm Tom King. I'm the mayor of the city of Walnut, president of the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments. While I'm speaking, I would like to ask all the former and present-elect officials from the cities in the San Gabriel Valley, please stand. As you're aware, our organization includes the participation of all 31 cities in the San Gabriel Valley, including those most directly impacted by the project, as well as Supervisory Districts 1, 4, and 5. Last month, our governing board unanimously voted to reaffirm our agency's longstanding support for the 710 Gap Closure Project and request that Metro move forward. The completion of the 710 has been recognized as a priority project by all members of regional transportation item agencies, and this has been our object for 15 years. It's estimated this project will serve L.A. County residents by removing a ton of emissions a day and reducing congestion waiting time by 6.2 million hours annually. It's our hope that the recently completed technical study will bring closure to our outstanding concerns and we move forward to the what the people voted for, which is the completion of the 710 freeway.
Thank you. Assemblymember Mike Eng.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members. 40 studies in 40 years. That's what we have today. And we are finally moving forward to a point where we can have a win-win situation. What concerns me is, at this late date, to add another hoop to the EIR, to add another hoop to one of the projects that the voters voted for in Measure R, to add another hoop would send the wrong signal to Washington at a time when we need to have unity. Now, my concern is that if we start adding this hoop to the EIR, then that naturally invites others to question why shouldn't we add more hoops to the other projects that are within Measure R, and I think that threatens the Measure R projects. Finally, I think that we need to hang tough here. This is a tough economy. We need jobs. This is only one of four PPP projects. And this is time limited to 2017, which, as you know, legislature voted and the governor signed very recently. Respectfully request that you adopt the findings of the staff on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember. I have Mayor Don Voss from La Cañada, Flintridge, followed by Fred Ortega representing Congresswoman Judy Chu.
I'm speaking to support item 17 as amended by Chair Najarian. The amendment to the motion maps the next logical and only truly reasonable step, a scoping process to explore a broad range of transportation options that might provide the same or better congestion relief as the proposed tunnel and improve the quality of life for the residents of the affected region at equal or lower cost. The current cost guesstimate for the proposed tunnel is well into the billions of dollars, a cost the public would ultimately bear, whether or not the project is a public-private partnership. All viable transportation options that can compete with that cost should be evaluated in a project-neutral manner so that the optimal and most cost-effective solution can be identified. Taxpayers and residents expect and deserve this. Failing to study alternative projects will make it impossible to achieve community consensus. The goal should be to reach regional accord on a solution that best reduces congestion while improving the quality of life, not just for some at the expense of others, but for all. Thank you.
Fred Ortega. Mr. Ortega, followed by Arturo Chavez passed.
followed by Dennis Knier.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'd like to read portions of a letter from the Congresswoman. I write in strong support of moving forward on an EIR to advance a 710 gap closure. I do not believe we should delay this step any further. Communities affected by the gap have waited for over 40 years for progress, and we are closer than ever before to finding consensus and a truly effective solution. I agree with some of our elected local officials that we must include a serious analysis of the transportation alternatives, although ultimately I do not believe there will be another viable option that can provide the same benefits as the underground proposal. In fact, it is a normal part of the environmental process to look at all viable alternatives in an EIR and give them consideration. This EIR should be no different, and this is why we should move forward. I urge the Metro staff to include a robust analysis of alternatives that will address these questions and concerns. In November, the voters of 08, the voters came out in support of Measure R, which allocated the largest portion of San Gabriel Valley Project funds to the 710 Gap Closure Tunnel Project. It is time for the will of the voters to be heard. Thank you very much. Please follow the staff's recommendations on this project.
Ms. Knier, followed by Councilman David Lau.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Dennis Neer. I'm the mayor of the city of San Marino. I'll keep my remarks very brief, but only to say that I am in support of the staff's recommendation and urge you to move forward with the environmental impact report as it would be laid out, and to not go ahead with this expanded study. I think we've studied this long enough, and all this conclusions that we see suggest that we just move forward and see if we can't get this problem solved. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilman David Lau.
Mr. Chair and Board of Directors of MTA, my name is David Lau, Council Member of City of Monterey Park. I'm speaking on behalf of the seven cities mayors of Western Gabriel Valley. I'm reading the letter written and signed by them. This letter is in regard of item 17 dealing with the State Route 710 tunnel technical study that is scheduled to be considered on Thursday, May 27 during the MTA board meeting. We are writing as the seven mayors representing the cities of Alhambra, El Monte, Monterey Park, Rosemead, San Gabriel, San Marino, and South El Monte, to strongly urge the Metro Board of Directors to approve the Molina Fasana motion, which moves toward the EIR EIS process for the 710 tunnel gap closure project. The impact of this project is most prevalent in our cities, and we request that the Metro Board of Directors act in accordance with the voice of the voters and provide funding for next step in the process, the completion of an EIR EIS. Why has been urged?
Sir, if you could wrap up your remarks.
That more study are needed before the undertaking of EIR EIS, we disagree. This project, one of the most extensive study transportation projects in the LA County. As recently last month, Caltrans Metro completed a study which determined that it is...
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to conclude in one more sentence.
Okay. It's critical that Metro act in good faith and according with desire of the voters by allocating the funding allocated to this project and begin the environmental review process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. Councilmember Lois Gaston. Thank you. That can be submitted for the record. Thank you. Lois Gaston, hello, followed by Dana Coyle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Honorable Board. I'm here, although I'm a council member in the city of Duarte, I'm speaking on behalf of, as a citizen of San Gabriel Valley, asking you to please go ahead and approve staff's recommendation. We have waited long enough and spent enough money on this project so far. So thank you very much for hearing me out. Acknowledge the fact that we in the San Gabriel Valley feel we deserve your action today. Thank you.
Thank you. Dana Coyle, followed by Councilmember Barbara Messina.
I'd like to speak on behalf of my spouse, Dana Coyle, who had to go into work. My wife, Dana Coyle, is a registered geologist in the state of California, number 5293, And on her behalf, I'd like to speak in support of the motion by Chairman Najarian and in opposition to the staff recommendation. As citizens of La Cañada, we appreciate the ideas here to further study this issue before going forward with the environmental impact report. Thank you.
Councilmember Barbara Messina.
Thank you, Chair, members of the Metro Board. The 710 Tunnel Project offers numerous regional and local benefits. It is critical that the regional leaders and decision makers, yourself, move forward on this project. Anything less is a disservice to the residents of Southern California. I oppose the Najarian Amendment. Nothing has been studied more than this. I think the staff report is very, very inclusive, and in fairness to the voters who voted for Measure R, it is your responsibility and duty to support the staff's report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Ben Escobedo. Okay. On behalf of Assemblyman Ang. I have a card from Leyland Dolly, followed by Gara Feldman, and then Jan Suhu.
Good morning still, members of the board. Briefly, as I've said here more than once, Measure R was a commitment, a contract for the people, and we ask you to honor that contract. Measure R is now being at least hopefully not subject of more and more studies. What I would fear ultimately is that any project that's in Measure R could go through the same kind of studies. And we would urge you not to do that. Let the process do what it's always done. The environmental process is, in fact, the process in which all of the matters that have been brought up or discussed or written about can be taken care of. Please vote to move this forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Gara Feldman, please, no hissing.
Good morning. My name actually is Sarah Feldman.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Gara. I live in Highland Park, and I'm here today to support Amendment number 17. I recognize the importance of moving goods and services throughout the greater L.A. area, but we have to really think smart, and we have to move forward into the 21st century and look at really objectively and thoughtfully look at all the alternatives. We must develop solutions that both help and protect our communities and also help move freight even more efficiently. And these solutions exist. And they exist outside of gigantic tunnels that cost billions of dollars and will benefit only the trucking industry and not the neighborhoods that they destroy. I urge you, please, to fully consider those alternatives. Thank you.
Followed by Joyce Streeter.
My name is Jan Suhu, and I'm from the community of La Cañada Flint Ridge. I'm here today to urge the board to vote for Chairman Najarian's amended motion. I brought two maps for you to look at. One provided by the city of La Cañada shows all the schools in La Cañada Flint Ridge that are within 500 feet of the 210 freeway, and there are 25 of those. If you expand that region to 1,000 feet, it becomes 28 schools. There, I've done a similar map for the stretch of the 210 between La Cañada and Sylmar, where the freeway connects with the 5. In that zone, there are 10,500 students attending school daily,
and many more who use recreational facilities on these campuses. These students are already at risk under current conditions. Their health has been compromised. An analysis of your own traffic study showed that connecting the 710 to the 210 will result in an additional 30,000 vehicles a day on the 210 and 2,500 additional trucks that will go through that corridor, spewing their emissions into the air that these children breathe. I have just two questions for you. Would you, if the tunnel is built, would you send your own children or your grandchildren to schools where they would spend three-quarters of their year sitting in classrooms? And would you allow those same children to do activities and recreational sports on the fields adjacent to the freeways? I urge you to think about your answer before you vote.
You, Joyce Streeter.
Good morning. I'm a resident of the city of Pasadena, but for 12 years I did serve on the city council in Pasadena. And it was during part of my term that we asked the voters of Pasadena, should we complete the gap? Should the gap to link the two edges be done? And over 58% of the voters said yes. At another occasion, when Measure R passed, they again said yes. For more than, well, almost 50 years, we have been waiting for the gap to be closed. Study after study after study. We finally have something that is feasible, that could happen and benefit all of us in a win-win situation, and I ask you to move forward on the staff's recommendation. Thank you.
Harry Knapp, followed by Tony Catanacci.
Harry Knapp, South Pasadena. This whole thing started in 2003 when Roger Snoble and Mark Pisano, it's almost a direct quote, said that with advanced technology, a tunnel could be built with almost the same cost as a surface freeway, and in those days it was $1.4 billion. Since then, in 7 years, we haven't really gone much farther. The latest SCAG estimate, though, is $12 billion. That's 10% of the total federal transportation budget for 4.5 to 5 miles. That doesn't really seem too cost effective. And the COG's attitude putting this on top priority. I was a member of that body when we did the ACE project. That's what was 15 years ago. That's still not complete and underfunded, and that would relieve more congestion than this ever possibly could. This opens up a whole new bailiwick on environmental problems underground with your faulting, your aquifers, your hydrology. All those questions have to be answered before you go to an EIR. You need a project before you go to an EIR. I totally support the Ajarian Amendment. Thank you.
Tony, followed by Jim Miller.
Good morning. My name is Tony Catanacci. I'm a resident of South Pasadena, and I'm here today to urge you to approve Mr. Najarian's motion on this item. Although the Metro staff does not recommend more study of needs and alternatives before moving to an EIR of a tunnels project, there is clearly not public consensus on this project. Why? Because as Assemblymember Portantino pointed out, there has been no cost-benefit or alternatives analysis been done on this project. LA County voters who approved Measure R deserve to know that their precious transportation dollars are being wisely spent on effective projects. A thorough analysis of needs and alternative modalities is called for before committing to an EIR on a tunnels project. Mr. Najarian's motion is the appropriate next step, and I urge you to approve it. Thank you.
Followed by David Gutierrez.
Good morning. 500 years from now, archaeologists may be digging in old South Pasadena, and they'll say, what is that? Look at the primitive society that built an abandoned billions-of-dollar boondoggle. They could have developed safe, efficient, green transportation. What a waste. And they will be laughing at such silly politicians that allow this tunnel to happen. We residents of South Pasadena are not laughing. We are in fear. We are terrified and panicked, afraid for our children's health and any quality of life at all. Caltrans wants to cut our city in quarters with the second freeway. They have done a sham partial study that meets their pre-preferred selection of routes, and it is a joke in scientific circles. There are safe, sane, feasible, efficient, economical, and inventive solutions to transportation problems, not this nightmare that Caltrans proposes. Thank you.
Harris, followed by Nat Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I am very proud to stand before you representing the city of San Gabriel as the vice mayor, place of the Los Angeles region. I'm accompanied by both retired and currently seated elected officials today. I'm currently in my 40th year of community service, 31 of which is in law enforcement. I have witnessed the impact that the increases in traffic have caused our city, impacts such as increased traffic collisions, increased levels of service at intersections, infrastructure degradation, air impacts on the effects of all residents, especially the very young and the aged, the impacts on hundreds of schools that outline and are incorporated within the 31 cities that are represented here today by the San Gabriel Valley COG. I urge you today to follow staff's recommendation and approve item number 17 as submitted and not as amended. Thank you.
Nat Reed, followed by Elise Kalfayan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Nat Reed, 710 Freeway Coalition. One of our major members is the Los Angeles Orange County Building Trades Council. Richard Slauson is here but was not able to submit a speaker's card, and so I am speaking on his behalf and other members. The Los Angeles Orange County Building Trades Council represents 140,000 tradesmen and tradeswomen, asking you to hurry a project that will bring between 26 and 29,000 jobs to this area at a badly needed economic time. On their behalf and on behalf of other members of the coalition, we urge you to vote yes on staff recommendation and no on the amendment. Thank you.
Please call Fian.
Good morning, Chairman Mangerian and members of the board. My name is Elise Kalfayan, and I'm a resident of Glendale. I strongly support Mr. Najarian's amendment to the motion. As a California taxpayer, I believe we should be designing 21st century solutions to urban freight transportation problems and reduce road traffic overall. The immense cost of this project and even the millions for an EIR is a waste of public funds when there are so many critical needs in this state. And day after day for the past 30-some days, we have been seeing how badly things can go wrong with complicated projects built under the surface. So I support Mr. Najarian's motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Reese Knapp, followed by Don Jones, and then Mary Ann Parada.
Who is the secretary? Who do I?
William, can you?
And these two.
My name is Clarice Knapp from South Pasadena. I'm really concerned about the health consequences of your decisions. Doug Failing said in San Marino that cancer and emphysema rates are higher near tunnels is absolutely a true statement. Here's the hard copy. I'm giving each of you a hard copy. He said he has said twice that that's not true, that he didn't say that. He did. June 4th, 2009. It was on the website. It's no longer on the website. I'm really concerned that maybe you need a new perspective. And the tunnel expert for South Pasadena said, these tunnels, the size of these tunnels is as large as anything that's been attempted anywhere on Earth. These tunnels are enormous. This is a 50-foot boring machine. They haven't even developed a 60-foot boring machine. And Steve Del Garcio asked at the last steering committee, has a highway tunnel ever been built over an active fault? The answer was no. This is Detroit's laboratory for vehicles for the last century, and it's now going to be a laboratory for tunnel construction. Please study the alternatives. Please support Nigerians. And how about the bus riders? More time for them.
Mr. Jones, and then Marianne Parada, Arnold Sachs.
Nada me ha enseñado la vida. Siempre caigo en los mismos errores. What has life shown us if we fall into the same errors, fall into the same mistakes? I see here today that trust is a victim. Trust is a victim because no one trusts Caltrans. No one trusts the MTA to do what's right for the people. Now, I know some of you, I've worked with some of your staffs, like Mr. Antonovich, to develop money for Sybil Brand to open that up. I've walked precincts for some of you that are up there elected, and I'm telling you that Caltrans is killing trust in themselves by targeting the leaders of the Caltrans Tenants Association, evicting them. I'm the subject of 3 evictions so far. They're eroding trust by having a 17% vacancy of the houses in the quarter that they took by eminent domain. There are over 70 houses that are vacant. We've attempted to build a coalition. We're going to work with these folks out here. We're not going away until you rebuild trust. How can you do that? Ask for a moratorium on evictions without cause for the tenants who live in the 710 corridor. Thank you.
Marianne Parada, followed by Arnold Sachs.
Marianne Parada, South Pasadena. In the 2006 Metro Feasibility Study, you stated a cost of $2.6 billion to $3.6 billion. These figures are for construction costs only. There is no allowance for escalation, even though this project will not be built in the next 10 years. There is no cost for environmental mitigation. There is no cost for community impact requirements. There is no cost for electrostatic precipitators or scrubbers. In fact, there's no scrubbers built in the United States. There is no cost for land acquisition. There is no cost for project design. There is no cost for construction management. There is no cost for toll facilities. And there's no cost for tunnel operations and maintenance. The Eisenhower Memorial Tunnel in Colorado is staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with 57 full-time employees. This project needs a complete cost-benefit analysis.
Thank you. Arnold Sachs. Followed by Teresa Sherman, and then Dr. Bill Sherman.
Good morning. Arnold Sachs. I believe one of the previous speakers said it best. 40 years, 40 studies. Study, 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 study. Study, 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 study. It's like an electric meter that's just spinning. We need definitive action. I'm not sure if the tunnel would be a good idea. I'm not sure if the tunnel would be a bad idea. But I am sure of this. You're sucking the blood out of this county with these studies. Every project that you put on the table has a study attached to it. Every study has another study attached to it. Every one of those studies has a study attached to it. Every project goes nowhere but to the study hall. If people were graded on the amount of studying they did, then MTA would have a board of geniuses. They're laughing at you. So they must not be geniuses here. Let's do a study. I got an idea. Let's pass a half-cent resolution to do another study. And as the woman just said, more studies for those studies.
Teresa Sherman.
Not an
Dr. Bill Sherman, following.
My name is Teresa Sherman. I'm a registered nurse, and I live in South Pasadena. As a resident of South Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley, my life and my health will be affected by your decision regarding the next step in the SR 710 project. The vote today is of utmost importance. I urge you to accept the amended resolution of Mr. Najarian and defer an EIR study until more information is obtained. We need to carefully assess the health threats of a tunnel. We need an opinion of what the consequences would be for drivers in a tunnel when there is, not if, there will be an earthquake. Our elected representatives, Anthony Portantino, Congressman Adam Schiff, state with clarity important points you must consider. And remember, no justice, no peace.
Dr. Bill Sherman.
My name is Dr. Bill Sherman. I live in South Pasadena, and I'm a medical doctor. It's a fact. Children living within 984 feet of a freeway have decreased lung capacity and a higher incidence of asthma. These changes persist through adulthood. It's a fact. There are lower IQs for children whose mothers are exposed to exhaust fumes. It's a fact. There is a higher incidence of atherosclerotic vascular disease, hardening of the arteries, for those living adjacent to freeways. It's a fact that there is no technology that eliminates ultrafine particle pollution from the air. These ultrafine particles are concentrated 1,000 times in tunnels and are harmful to drivers and passengers, causing an increased incidence of heart attacks. I won't repeat Mr. Failing's comments about the increased incidence of emphysema and cancer. It's a fact that nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, acid vapors, and ozone cannot be cleansed from vented auto emissions. It's a fact that there are higher instances of cancer for those living adjacent to freeways. If you think that engineering technology will advance in the near future, such that air vented from a tunnel will be clean, remember that these are the same people that said undersea oil drilling is safe. Thank you.
Lee Harrington. Lee Harrington, followed by Daniel Walker and Pamela Marquez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'm Lee Harrington. I'm here on behalf of the Southern California Leadership Council, which is a group of community leaders joined by our former governors. We look at public policy solutions, and we look for solutions many times that are beyond city and county boundaries. We're here today to support the motion to move forward with the staff recommendation and not the amendment. The amendment is just, as we've heard, studies of studies, and quite frankly, our CEQA process is so robust that all the questions that have been asked will have to be answered as part of the normal process. What I want to suggest to you today is that people have to get from A to B. They're doing it today, but they're doing it in ways that impact all of us in terms of pollution, lost time, an economy that's not working as well as it could. If in this process we will look at this project along with a project called the High Desert Corridor, we will address the truck impacts on the 210, on the 134, on the 5, on the 15, and we will move trucks that are now having to move through the basin across the top of our county and relieve the impacts of trucks on these highways. There are solutions. We need to move forward with them. And what I'd like to tell these hardworking people is, if we move forward with solutions like this, your quest for better and better jobs can be a reality. Without them, it won't happen.
Thank you. Daniel Walker, followed by Pamela Marquez.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Walker, a resident of the city of Los Angeles. See, I don't claim to represent any group or a specific city. I'm not claiming here to be a genius that I know medical issues better than anybody else. I'm just a commuter. I'm one of several million commuters that just tries to get around the city of Los Angeles and around the county. And I support moving forward with the 710 freeway project as soon as possible. I think most people in this county, there's about 10 million people in the county, and most of them cannot be here tonight or today for this discussion. Most of them are stuck in traffic. They're just doing their jobs. They're taking their kids to school. And I think we've delayed this project, way too many years. It's time to move forward. The voters have spoken. There was a number of comments made about impacts, and all that is part of an EIR. When you study these things, you get to the bottom. If there's any truth to their issues, they'll come out in the studies. Let's not wait another 10 years to get this project done. Let's move forward as soon as possible on the EIR. Thank you very much.
Pamela Marquez, followed by William Wiseman.
Thank you. I'm Pamela Marquez. I'm a resident of El Sereno. I have lived in the area for over 36 years. I grew up on a freeway exit of the 5 freeway, so I know full well what it is to live and grow up with these exhaust fumes. What do we know now? We know that we can dig a hole. Yeah, we can dig a hole in 5 places. But we want to dig it in Zone 3, which we all knew was going to happen anyway. That's where you wanted to dig in the first place. If you think that information telling you you can dig a hole is enough to proceed with an EIR, go ahead. But if you want to provide meaningful transportation solutions, and if you want to truly help the communities that are affected by this tunnel, please consider the Nigerian amendment. We need more studies to see what the effects are. We need to have alternatives, decisions made, and solutions before we can go forward. Thank you.
Wiseman, followed by John Walsh.
Good morning, Chair Najarian, board members, and staff. My name is Bill Wiseman. I'm a transportation and parking commissioner from the city of Glendale. I live in the Crescenta Valley, and when I came downtown this morning, I took the number 90 bus, which is the same bus I took down here on May 12th when I sat in this room to participate in the Metro Pedestrian Symposium, where we heard speaker after speaker talking about the dire need to improve and increase our pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure in Southern California. And I know Mr. Leahy was there for that meeting. I believe Mr. Failing was there as well. And I would really like to think that some of the ideas discussed in that meeting were not merely lip service, but actual plans for action in that regard. And in terms of spending billions of dollars for an EIR, for a giant hole in the ground, I think that's really bad public policy when at the same time we're talking about having to cut transit fees for the people who can least afford it. Thank you.
John Walsh.
John Walsh, supporting the Najarian motion. 40 years, 40 studies, 40 thieves. When I went to the first gap closure meeting, my hair was all brown. My great-grandmother took me there. She was only 47 years old. We didn't have microphones in those days. We used megaphones. 100 years we've been fighting this. We know they've already picked a contractor, British Petroleum. And I want to point out, you know what? When the Nazis invaded France, there was an underground. You know what it was? The left, the right, and the center versus the Nazis. I feel that kind of commonality here. We're all organized against the same Satan. Right, left, or center. And I'd like to read a poem. Okay, here's a poem. If you want to close the gap, then you're all full of...
Dr. Clyde Williams, followed by Robert Mason and Richard McCann.
Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno, Northeast LA, 30-year resident of El Sereno, and I've been through a lot of 710. However, I've seen various versions of the 710 and the current versions. What is 710? We don't know. Is it 2 tunnels? Is it for trucks? Is it for commuters? Because our studies show that it won't help the commute to the San Gabriel Valley. because we experienced the commute on our thoroughfares through Northeast LA. So rather than a scoping document which cannot include economic analysis, jobs, or anything else, you need to do first a project definition. Hey, let's define the project so that everybody has the same project description. That needs to be done before you go to scoping. Scoping is an EIR CEQA process. Does not include economic analysis, feasibility, and the cost of the tolls and who's going to be favored by it. Thank you.
Robert Mason, Richard McCann, Maggie Landau.
Thank you. I'm Robert Mason. I live in Garbanzo. Most people here have probably never heard of Garbanzo, yet its history traces back to the founding of the Pueblo. As a small yet closely knit community, Garbanzo represents the kind of community at risk by a hasty and ill-conceived decision on the tunnel project. While there may be a mountain of studies surrounding the closing of the gap between the 710 and 210, that doesn't mean that these studies address this particular project. Perhaps we have endless studies because the studies have asked the wrong questions. We in Garbanzo speak in favor of the Nigerian Amendment. Thank you.
Richard McCann. Followed by Maggie Landau.
I'm Richard McCann, President of Pasadena, Foothill American Institute of Architects, AIA chapter. The point that we are advocating in this issue is process, the design process. We're looking at saying that design is basically comprehensive, and in that sense, we do understand, but we want to advocate that alternates are part of that comprehensive process, and that brings up the issues having to do with environmental challenges of the current times, land use issues, financial comparisons, if you will, and traffic counts, of course. Then you can get to the technical aspects of the physical design. Bottom line of this approach is that before you get into an EIR configuration, that it's probably necessary, it is in fact necessary, that an approach more aligned with the Nigerian Amendment be followed as the next step for the 710 gap project.
Landau, followed by Joanne Knuckle, Linnaeus Barber.
Good morning. My name's Maggie Landau, and I also am from the Garbanzo area. Neighborhoods change in 40 years. We are a very close neighborhood. We are unusually, I think, friendly to one another. We can name the children up and down the block and blocks before us and behind us. We would be very, and we're also very diverse. We have a range of ages, professions, and ethnicities. We enjoy our neighborhood. We are afraid of what's going to happen to the air quality being compromised. We are already surrounded by four on all four sides within a half mile to 5 miles by freeways. And being in Zone 3, we are very concerned with the quality of the air and our life in the Garbanzo area, and support also the Nigerian amendment. Thank you.
Joanne Knuckle, followed by Linnaeus Barber.
Staff and board members, please. My name is Joanne Knuckles. I live in South Pasadena, and I'm representing Communities Against the 710 Freeway. And I'd like to say thank you to Caltrans for having those public meetings you had on the tunnel, because our ranks grew after that meeting exponentially. So what I'm passing out to you is over 10 estimates for the tunnel cost over the last 18 years. The low is $1 billion, and the high is $14 billion. Both of those were by Roger Snoble, and the $14 billion was by your tunnel expert, Dr. Dan Eisenstein. We wouldn't be even be here had Roger Snoble not lied to the public and lied to you that this could be built for $1 billion. It was a fantasy figure that he pulled out of a hat. It's total fiction. And I hope, and it's sort of like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We are not going to be fooled again. We are not going to stop until we get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
The last EIR process took 25 years and four drafts with Caltrans, and you're in for that again.
Thank you. Linnaeus Barber, followed by Nancy Campo and Trish Gossett.
Chair Najarian and members of the board, my name is Linnaeus Barber. I'm a resident of La Cañada, and I would like to say that I support Mr. Najarian's motion to include a full range of new route-neutral transportation options, include a cost-benefit analysis that includes all transit alternatives, include all necessary studies so that policymakers and stakeholders can make well-informed decisions before an EIR can be considered. And as a thought that came to mind while I was sitting here today, there's billions of dollars on the table here. Our friends needing bus rides could probably use some of that to reduce the fares.
C. Campo.
I'm Trish Gossett. I'm from Highland Park. Due to what we've witnessed in the Gulf of Mexico, it's hard to believe that anything can go wrong digging the world's largest diameter tunnel through three fault lines under the second most heavily populated city in the United States, and yet without considering any of the alternative plans which have been presented to them in the past, Caltrans is committed to moving forward with a costly EIR. I believe we can do better. I support your amendment, Mr. Najarian, and I ask that everyone here vote for that amendment. We need to do things in a modern, exemplary, 21st century manner. We can move cargo much more effectively, and I thank you for your time.
Gossett? No, Nancy Campo, Trish Gossett, Earl Smith.
Good afternoon, council members. I'm Nancy Campo. I'm representing United Against 710, which was a spontaneous movement by residents of the areas that would be affected by this horrendous excuse for a movement of whatever. I guess we will be in support of Mr. Najarian's amendment, although we are adamantly opposed to any 710 northern extension, no matter what form it takes. And I think that I would like to, if the amendment passed, I would like to suggest that Dr. Tom Williams, who knows the process of proceeding through steps that a large project like this requires, be part of the consultation process of forwarding your amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Trish Gossett, followed by Earl Smith.
We're kind of out of order. I'm Judy Brooks-Dresser. Trish Gossett already spoke. I live in South Pasadena, and I'm here to support Mr. Najarian's motion and ask that the board does that as well. The mandate is to provide congestion relief and improvement in the quality of life for residents of the region. That's from the San Gabriel COGS long-term transportation plan. That's what they claim to be doing. This tunnel project will not even remotely do it. The point is to include a full range of new route-neutral transportation options. I ask that you include a cost-benefit analysis that includes all transit alternatives. And I'd like to point out that when this freeway was first designed back in the 30s, that we thought that cars were the way to move. We now know better. If we're talking about moving trucks out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, fine. Let's do that with electric cargo rail. If we're talking about moving people, there's transit-oriented development, there's multimode low build. There are a lot of other options that we know of today. We simply cannot keep building highways because it puts people to work.
Earl Smith?
My name is Earl Smith. I'm locking out of California. I'm against this tunnel. I wanted to say there are many other options. One of the options would be expansion of our freight infrastructure, and would get most of these. And we wouldn't have this big damage to cities like Glendale, South Pasadena, La Cañada, and other cities. Thank you.
Trish Gossett speak previously? Okay. Tayona Weirman, followed by Wayna Kato. And then Janet Irvin.
Good morning. My name is Tiona Weirman, and I'm the president of the South Pasadena Preservation Foundation. I just here in favor of Chair Najarian's amendment to do a comprehensive transportation plan on alternatives to the proposed tunnels. I'm concerned for the quality of life for all the affected cities, and the community disruption, community health, and traffic diversion. I see no benefit to normal commuters who will not be able to afford the projected prohibitive toll costs. Access to the tunnels will only be possible from other freeways, which would be problematical and not a solution. Only commercial traffic will be able to afford these tolls. So we need a better solution, and one that does not cost $12 billion. Thank you.
Wayna Kato, Janet Irvin, Sherry Stubbs.
Hi, I'm Wayna Kato. Today I'd like to say that it's not the day to vote for a 710 tunnel. Today is the day to declare the 710 North extension to go by means of multimodal, which means traffic light synchronization, keeping roads in good repair, opening arterial roads and streets, encouraging gold line light rail, even making it free of charge, encourage carpooling, adding cargo rail for goods movement. Multimodal is a cost saver compared to the billions of dollars quoted by MTA and Skag for a tunnel. I have passed to you a photo of the recent Santa Clarita tunnel fire about 3 years ago. 30 trucks were trapped, and it got so hot that rocks burned. Multimodal creates less pollution than a tunnel. A tunnel could make 1,000 times more pollution. So I ask that you support Chair Najarian's motion to pursue a 710 corridor study instead of staff's recommendation to focus only on the tunnel option.
Thank you. Janet Irvin. Irvin, then Sherry Stubbs and Susan Boland.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Janet Irvin, and I'm here to say that I support Mr. Najarian's amendment to the staff report. Others who've spoken before me have stated that the San Gabriel Valley voters supported Measure R, and therefore they show their support for the tunnel. That's very misleading. Many people in the San Gabriel Valley and in other parts of LA County voted for Measure R because they were supporting the extension of the Gold Line. Those two things were purposely put together so that the tunnel would move forward in the study. I'm not in favor of the tunnel, and I do ride the Gold Line, and I'm in favor of extending it to the eastern part of the San Gabriel Valley, and hopefully to the Ontario Airport eventually, which would certainly relieve a lot of traffic on our streets. The technical feasibility study that's before you today is both superficial and inadequate. A few holes were dug in five different regions, and the conclusion came to be seed in Area 3, which everyone knew it was already predetermined. It's impossible to have an EIR if you don't have a project, and we don't have a project, so a proper EIR cannot be done. That's a sham.
Thank you, ma'am.
That this money should be used to support public transit for commuters and should be used to enhance the Alameda Corridor East for freight movement from the ports.
Thank you. Terry Stubbs. Terry Stubbs, Susan Boland, Damon Nagami.
Unless amended, the motion as written must fail. The geotechnical study is only one component of many necessary for an EIR-EIS. No other current requisite studies have been done. Thus, to advance the project to an EIR-EIS at this time is premature, inappropriate, and you circumvent the process. 40-year-old studies are not acceptable. The extremely vague language regarding the funding agreement essentially amounts to a blank check for Caltrans and others who have a vested interest in this project that is not in the interest of the taxpayers. More information should be forthcoming on this issue before it is voted on. Every element of this motion is severely lacking, and unless amended, it should fail. Please remember that there is a west portion of the San Gabriel Valley in District 5, and this portion is apparently being ignored. The mayors of three cities directly affected by the proposed project have written to the MTA chair supporting an amended motion which is before you. I urge you to support and vote for that amended motion. Thank you.
Susan, followed by Damon Nagami and Ken Hudna.
Hi, I'm Susan Boland from La Crescenta. You think your bus rates are high? Try a $20 toll to go 4.5 miles. And then you got to come back again. The only people who can afford that are truck drivers. And pass on the cost to you, of course. I am perplexed why anybody, especially many of you sitting before me, are still in favor of this tunnel. It's not going to fix the congestion on the eastbound 210. Everybody's going to spill off and still clog those streets. I just don't understand why San Fernando Valley Council of Governments supports this. But that aside, here's a map of District 5, and San Gabriel Valley COG is only this little tiny portion of this District 5 map. The rest of the people are against this or haven't weighed in yet. Some of the people in the north and the west haven't weighed in yet. But I have letters from four mayors from La Cañada, Glendale, South Pasadena, Pasadena. I have resolutions from all these cities. We have homeowners associations.
Thank you, ma'am.
And statements all around. People do not want this project. Please vote responsibly. I support Nigerian's amendment.
Good morning. Damon Nagami, staff attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. On behalf of our thousands of members and activists in Southern California, we oppose moving forward with an EIR on the 710 tunnel. A tunnel is not the best option, and it's not the only option. The Metro needs to consider a comprehensive multimodal alternative that includes non-road elements. We need a 21st century approach to this issue, and focusing on a $14 billion tunnel without taking a serious look at other options moves us backward instead of forward. Do the right thing. Please pass the Nigerian Amendment, and also give BRU the right to talk. A fare increase is a bad idea right now. Thank you.
Ken Hudnut.
I'd like to use my 1 minute as a citizen of La Cañada to support Chairman Najarian's motion and to oppose staff recommendation. And what I'd like to do is just point out I'm proud to wear the No 710 button. I want to see an analysis of alternatives. We're talking about 21st century modes, and I want to point out, you know, ever since in the American Revolution, people said one if by land, two if by sea. There's a fundamental difference, and there's an efficiency in transportation of goods by sea and by rail. And this ought to be very seriously considered. We don't all have to drive our cars. We don't all have to have goods moved by trucks. There are more efficient ways to do it, and that needs to be studied thoroughly. And I just want to say, you know, the other day I was riding a bus, and I had to wait for 45 minutes. The bus was scheduled to show up at 3:06. I think there can be more efficient use of our existing transportation, including buses and including the Alameda Corridor and the rail system. So that ought to be considered. How can we make the use of existing systems more efficient? Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Marquez and Mr. Coyle, you've already spoken earlier on this, have you not? Mr. Marquez, you have spoken on this? No, you have not. Then you're up. But Dana Coyle has spoken, is that correct? Yes, okay.
Board, we ask you to move to public comment now. It's 12 o'clock. You said the agreement was you wouldn't move public comment to the end of the meeting. That's exactly what you did. You denied people a public hearing. You crossed us.
Ms. Martinez, please. After this issue, I'll...
Chair Najarian, no. We're not going to take it anymore. You're trying to wait us out. CEO Leahy, we had this conversation. You said we were going to come back.
Ms. Martinez.
You went into closed session. This board is out of order, and this meeting is officially adjourned.
I'll move item 17.
Public hearing now! Public hearing now!